Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Don Darling joins us, commander of a Navy submarine rescue ship, worked on nuclear submarines, you name it. Found out about this whole globalist operation and has been exposing it for years here locally in Austin with his TV show, where he interviews people for Veterans for Peace. And coming up, another veteran for peace, it'll be Alan Pogue, combat journalist, photographer, Vietnam veteran, combat medic as well. And a bunch of other news I'm going to bring up for both these guests in the next hour, who are both gracious enough to join us today. Quickly, Matt in Texas, you're on the air with Alex Jones and Don Darling.
Hello, gentlemen. Over the weekend here in Austin, we were treated with a psychological operation.
Yeah, that's right. They knew it wasn't ricin, and then once they knew it wasn't, they wouldn't even say what it was, because some girls saw some powder, some old fungus that grew on some quarters, and these shells were just clinging to the government, take our rights, save us, and helicopters flying around and people in biocontainment suits. Meanwhile, they're going to dump toxic waste, chemical weapons waste from the Delaware River, and dump tens of thousands of tons of raw nerve gas in the Atlantic Ocean just a few miles offshore, but that isn't a crisis. Go to the government to save you, because there's some dust on some quarters. Don, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, it was just, to me, it was, as you say, a way to scare us. We're kept scared all the time, and by golly, we need to do something about that and wake up. Wake up to this illusion.
Isn't this a great way for the biometrics companies to do away with paper and coin money? To put in biometrics and...
Well, they got ads running in Europe and the U.S. that cash money's dirty, and now you try to go to the post office, and most post offices, they won't even take cash anymore. You got to swipe a smart card to buy stamps. So everything's being phased over to controlling and tracking.
That's all I had to say.
You know, I meant to mention that. That's why I take calls. So they bring up stuff I forget to talk about or stuff I didn't know. Just endless hysteria. We're under Al-Qaeda attack. The hysteria of some girls opening an old roll of quarters. I've done that, and they get fungus and stuff growing on them. So there was some rust on these quarters, and it's just all over. Matt, anything else?
No, that's all. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Anything else about just this? We have White House memos admitting, Ari Fleischer admitted before he left, that this was being done for hysteria. They're yelling fire in the theater with all these fake terror alerts.
Yeah. If we can just be kept scared, we'll continue to vote for who's saving us from it. I don't think Al-Qaeda has to do a thing. They've got us so scared, and our government's going along with it to keep us afraid. We've got to get some guts and do something about
this. 100 years ago, 50 years ago, if you tried to scare Americans, they'd laugh at you. Home of the free, land of the brave. Now, home of the surveillance camera, land of the coward.
I guess so. It's amazing, isn't it?
But, you know, in history, that's what milk and honey does. People are blessed because they have the right values. They become wealthy. Then they become fat, dumb, and happy.
Yeah. We don't pay much attention to history, unfortunately.
David Norgan, quickly, you're on the air with our guest.
Thank you. Thank you for your service, Don. Quickly, I believe that if we abolished all our consumption of our current oil and energy resources and we implemented the use of marijuana, we would just grow marijuana for all of our natural needs. We could be an independent nation again.
Well, George Washington smoked it. I don't smoke it. I don't like it. But
we don't need to smoke it.
Sir, I understand that the byproduct for clothing, for oils, it blows petrochemicals away. It is a magic plant. Don, comments?
Well, that's a good comment. I agree. I think we need better assisting factors than alcohol. There are some available too, they're not as profitable as alcohol.
Marijuana, in hundreds of major medical studies, is a wonder drug for a host of problems, from glaucoma to nausea.
Yeah, I certainly would like to see it legitimized in some way. I'm not for legitimizing everything, but.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91, or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I tell you, we're here getting used to my new studio. We just crammed two guys in here. We're going to redesign it next time you come in. It won't be quite as cramped here doing our two-camera shoot, also for the local TV show and for the viewers on the Internet. You know, a testament, though, to the fact, last hour talking to Don Darling, a Navy veteran and a great patriot, a member of Veterans for Peace, a testament is the fact that 10, 12 years ago, plus I was a lot more wild-eyed then, that most people didn't listen to Alex Jones. Now almost everyone I talk to does know that something's wrong and is realizing that all of my radical pronouncements have a basis in reality. And another testament to that is InfoWars.com and, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com, with millions and millions and millions per site of individual visitors each month. And there's hundreds and hundreds of other sites getting tens of millions of visitors. Alternative media. And people aren't talking about liberal or conservative anymore. They're talking about global corporations, globalism, how our society is being controlled. And I'm really honored to be joined by two men who've been on the front line of the alternative media. And Alan Pogue now joins us in studio. And I really can't do justice to all the things that Alan has done. He's a photojournalist, combat journalist, photo documentarian. He heads up an organization here in Texas and just take some of the, frankly, most amazing photos I've seen. He's been in all these different dangerous war zones, and he'll be with us for the balance, I guess, the next 50 minutes that we have left. And, of course, we'll open the phones up later to take your calls. But he's here to personalize it and talk about his experiences in warfare, his experiences in Vietnam, his experiences covering things in Iraq and other areas, and some of his eyewitness accounts, and then bounce those ideas off back and forth with Don Darling and myself. And again, I'm so honored to have both of these men here, because patriotism is standing up for the founding documents. It's for standing up for the country and the people. And I will repeat what I said at the beginning of the last hour. I have seen it on C-SPAN twice. I tried to interview him. He came on and refused to be interviewed. And that's one of the chief war statisticians and experts for the Navy. He's the golden boy, Dr. Thomas Barnett, and he says openly, we work for a one-world government, we work for Madison Avenue and Wall Street, we work to keep the stock up, we work for these multinationals. So it's not even really hidden anymore. Alan Pogue, thank you so much for coming in today.
I'm glad to be here and talk about all this.
I think the best way to do this is just to tell us about Alan Pogue and your journey of awakening, and then basically what your view of the war is right now, and what you personally have viewed, and then any of the websites or news sites where we can see some of your amazing photos.
Well, I started off, I was a chaplain's assistant in Vietnam in 1967. But how I got to be a chaplain's assistant is that I was an altar boy in the Catholic Church for 13 years. And so I used to go to the chapel to read philosophy books when I was at Fort Carson, Colorado, and this captain chaplain came up to me and asked me to be his assistant. So I said, well, sure, I'd love to. So to make it short, I wound up in Vietnam as a chaplain's assistant. But I transferred into the medics because I was trained as a medic. And I was a combat medic in Vietnam in the 198th Light Infantry around July. So that's where I learned that we didn't give a hoot and a holler about the Vietnamese people. We were bombing them, dropping napalm and Agent Orange and shooting their water buffaloes, and we just didn't really care about them. But back when I was in the United States and I was a good Catholic altar boy, I was taught you weren't supposed to kill people. And even in a war situation, you don't kill civilians, and you don't do things that will kill them, and you know that it will. Well, you just can't do that sort of stuff. And if we're going to go to Vietnam and save the Vietnamese people for democracy and this and that, we couldn't act the way we were acting. So there was a huge, huge difference between what I was told the war was about and what it was actually going on. And this has happened to a lot of soldiers, a lot of people besides myself. They just say, well, this isn't right. But Our educational system doesn't teach us to be critical thinkers, and it doesn't give us the alternative view that's going to allow us to critique our culture and our government. We're taught just believe that everything is just fine.
Isn't that similar to the Nazis or the Soviets when they were doing all these horrible things? Oh, we're doing it because they're terrorists. They're bad people. I talked to friends and family and folks who were helicopter pilots in Vietnam, and they say that scene in Full Metal Jacket where they're flying out to the front and the guy shooting women, children, water buffaloes, and one of the Marines says, how do you do it? How do you kill men, women, children? And he says, it's easy, you just don't lead the women so much, because they don't run as fast. So with the M60 machine gun, you don't lead them as much. And I talked to him, and I said, oh, that's exactly how it was. We just killed everyone. And, can you speak to that?
Well, yes, and that's why right now, fast forward to Iraq, it's a free fire zone. I mean, right now, as we pull back with the ground troops, we intensify the air war. And so we're just bombing cities, bombing neighborhoods.
Yeah, we're supposedly bringing them all this freedom. Meanwhile, it turns out every newspaper is fake with CIA statisticians and PR firms hired writing fake news articles, and they're telling us how it's all free. And now it's in such civil war, they've retreated to citadels and armed keeps, totally lost control, and they're just randomly, and there's no such thing as precision in these built-up areas, with the mount areas, they're just bombing everything to pieces.
Well, for instance, they're using white phosphorus rounds. Now, I was in Vietnam. white phosphorus is so awful. Once it gets on your skin, there's no way to put it out. It burns to the bone and burn right through your body. You can't put water on it. You can't put sand on it. You can't do anything unless you have a chemical antidote.
And in Vietnam, it was used just for lasing the targets or identifying targets.
That's always the excuse they use, okay? You can lob a smoke round out there, and it'll do exactly the same thing, but it won't kill people. It'll just put up a bunch of smoke.
And they admit they're bombing major cities with it.
Yes, and using improved napalm, you know, like improved because it sticks better to your skin. They're using cluster bombs in populated areas. And as we all know, you drop, say, a 55-gallon barrel full of hand grenades, and 10% of those hand grenades don't go off. That's what it amounts to. So then you have the ground littered with these beer can-sized bomblets that any kid can pick up and blow themselves up.
Well, you know, I talk to troops that come back. I've talked to WMPTs, many others, and they realize how serious it is. I mean, I've talked to Marine Corps captains who break down and cry on the show because, you know, of little babies dying in their arms. But then there's these armchair quarterbacks. And these guys, you can tell, they're not tough guys. They love to talk. They love to strut around. You see them strutting out of stores with a big case of beer, W stickers all over their car, swaggering around. You talk to them, I won't kill every one of them ARAVs. Let's nuke them. But I thought we're bringing them freedom. Let's just kill them. What do you want to say to the people that just have a mindless bloodlust but have never walked around in children's brains?
Well,
I think they'd be puking their guts up if they were around rotting corpses of dead children, as you have been.
Yes, and I wish they could walk through wards full of children, babies, really, just a few months old, maybe a year old or two old, dying of leukemia. They're dying of leukemia because they've been inhaling and ingesting depleted uranium, which is another huge factor.
But they're not human. They deserve to die.
Yeah, a three-year-old baby. I remember a woman, an Iraqi woman, said, this child wasn't even born in 1990. Why are we killing? Why is the U.S. killing it today?
We got to get them before they come get us. But then all the assessments show this is actually increasing real terrorism.
Well, when your brothers and your sisters all get killed, and another thing, when your economy is in the dirt and there's no hope and there's no horizon, there's no future, and you can see who's creating this situation, well, what are you going to do? You're going to pick up a gun. You're going to pick up a bomb.
And then anybody who fights back is called a terrorist.
Yes.
I mean, in the past, in wars, it was called the enemy. You at least said it's the... But no, you're going to take all this.
And so the logic is, if there's no one in Iraq to be trusted, and there's no one worth saving, then we're not there to save anyone. I mean, there's a huge contradiction. If none of these Arabs are even capable of loving democracy and all of this stuff, well, then that's no reason either. Because they said after there were no weapons of mass destruction found, then it was to get rid of Saddam. Well, we got rid of Saddam, and so what have we got? Well, you've got 25 million Iraqis. Well, if not one of them can be trusted.
There's 22 and a half million now. Quite a few have died.
Yes, quite a few have died. I mean, people forget we were killing 5,000 a month from 1991 to 2003.
And now that's all accelerated, but the first official act by Bremer was to not let any statistics of cancer, deaths, automobile accidents, all the official numbers that even third world countries keep, that's not allowed to be released now.
I talked to a woman Iraqi doctor when I was in Kuwait. And she said that if any doctor released information like that, they'd find themselves herding sheep in the desert. You know, they were told bluntly their career.
Oh, but it's a free society over there now. You know, you've been over there. You've got more courage than I do, because I'll fight and die if need be for this country, but I got to stay with my family. Alan Pogue, I mean, you go all over the world. I mean, I remember you before the war being there, during the war being there. I mean, you really go there. I mean, you get the sites seconds after they were bombed. You've got the smoke coming out of the heaps with the dead families. You're over there breathing the DU. I mean, what made you commit to go risk your life to bring this information out?
I think it's because when I went to Vietnam, like a lot of other soldiers, I really did believe, and I still do believe in something that's even deeper than patriotism, and that is the humanity, our shared humanity. Every human being all over the world, we're basically the same.
So you're there as a soldier for truth and humanity.
Yes, and I think that's the bedrock of it all. Now, we're sold a lot of propaganda and a lot of division, But as long as we accept these divisions, then we're just fighting among ourselves while the people that are reaping the benefits are, you know, driving their Lexus down the street.
And they don't have their kids in the you-know-what. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try Tri-Vibes from Tri-Vortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at Trivortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my Tri-Vibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever, not only physically, but also mentally. Tri-Vortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. Tri-Vortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try Tri-Vortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on Trivortex.com. That's Trivortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
All right, we're back live. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. Alan Pogue, combat journalist, medic, Vietnam. And he's been to Haiti. He's been to just everywhere. He was just in New Orleans. And we're also, of course, joined by Don Darling, who is a commander of a submarine rescue ship in the Med, worked on nuclear reactors and subs, targeted, you name it, the whole nine yards. He's here with us. Don, you were chomping at the bit right before we went to break.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out earlier we were talking about map makers of reality.
Well, Alan here is an example of a map maker of reality. He's trying to make a reality that we can trust and react to instead of propaganda.
I agree.
Well, I was in Haiti after Aristide was kidnapped and dumped in the Central African Republic.
With Special Forces soldiers guarding his replacement, and it was on TV.
And I went there, and I went to Cap Haitien, which is the northwestern city, the second largest, and I spoke with the French troops that were in charge, because this is a French-American operation. They were totally together on getting rid of Aristide. And I talked to the French commander, and I said, well, what about these rebel soldiers, you know, we hear about? And he told me, to my face, there are no more rebel soldiers. And, of course, I asked him, this question was a setup, because I knew that there were. I said, oh, as a matter of fact, I just saw and photographed 130 heavily armed rebel soldiers in the middle of Cap Haitien at 22 OP Street. And you can go over and talk to them right now if you want to. He says, no, we have no intention of talking to these so-called rebels, and we have no intention of disarming them. So what the United States forces and the French forces were doing were enabling the rebels.
Oh, yeah, they go hire the rebels or fund them and then say, oh, look, rebels have taken over. We've got to go deal with it. I mean, it's the same story, problem, reaction, solution, CIA overthrows time and time and time again.
But the main thing about these rebels is they were kidnapping people, mostly government officials, but also I talked to a high school principal they had kidnapped. They put 27 people into a shipping container and tossed it into the ocean. And they had the principal of the high school, and they said if they can't come up with the ransom, they're going to kill him. So his teachers' association had to come up with the money to spring the principal. Now, this is not under the noses of the French military. This is the French military not giving a damn.
Oh, it's more than that, Alan.
Yeah.
You know that.
Well, it goes into the International Republican Institute and the National Endowment for Democracy, who helped fund training these troops. They sent millions of dollars into Haiti to organize opposition, to create what they call the Democratic Convergence, which was really what they call the Group of 184 factory owners under the leadership of Andy Appaid, who really calls all the shots.
So they went and hired a bunch of thugs to overthrow things, and then they come swooping to the rescue.
So that Aristide couldn't do something like raise the minimum wage from 34 cents an hour to 50 cents an hour. Because that would be horrible if they made 50 cents an hour, the people that work in these sweatshops.
But then we hear on the news that we're swooping in to help deal with the rebels when the rebels are clearly on the payroll.
Oh, right. And the rebels they're talking about in that case, they talk about gangs. And they say there are gangs in the slums. Well, there are armed people in the slums, that's true, because if they weren't armed, they would be shot, and they know that's true. So they have guns, that's right. And the rebels, on the other hand, are a paramilitary force. They have uniforms, they have M16s, and they were shipped over. And so what they're trying to do is say is anyone who is capable of protecting themselves is a threat.
Well, it's like in New Orleans. Instead of bringing in food and water, the feds come out even to wealthy areas and start confiscating people's guns.
It's really bizarre. When I was just in New Orleans, and the progress of helping people has been so painfully slow. What I saw was that spontaneous groups, as a group called Common Ground, sprung up almost immediately, and with the help of Veterans for Peace, who brought all of their supplies from Crawford, Texas, when that shut down. They just drove it all to New Orleans and gave it all to the Common Ground people. They set up a clinic. They set up feeding centers. They set up these tents. They set up groups of young people that would go out and help the residents clean up.
And what happened?
Well, they're continuing to do it, but the problem is where are the massive supplies from FEMA?
Well, we know the $200 billion that's going to be handed out, it's mainly been given to Halliburton and others, and it's going to be a big development project. They're not even helping the people. I mean, the message is get out of New Orleans.
And there's where we see the connection between domestic policy and international policy and foreign policy. It's the same policy.
Well, I call it looting, Alan.
Yes. Yeah, it's paying people $3,000 in New Orleans to put a piece of blue plastic on top of somebody's house.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Studio with us, and also we got Mr. Darling, Don Darling, both great Austinites, continuing with our discussion. Your calls are coming up, 1-800-259-9231, if it's about the war, if it's about the upcoming war with Iran, if it's about Bush declaring himself emperor. I mean, that's openly now being written about, not just by us in the alternative news, but it's a big discussion now. The torture camps, all of it, but I've just got a few bullet point questions for both of you gentlemen. First off, though, let's plug some things. Veteransforpeace.org. And there's Alan Pogue's website, which is excellent. Go look at these incredible photos all over the world of the carnage, the reality. And it's documentaryphotos.com. Documentary photos. Oh, documentaryphotographs.com. Documentaryphotographs.com. And we don't have it. We'll get a big fat link on Infowars.com to documentaryphotographs.com. Of all the things you've heard Alan talk about in the last 20, 30 minutes or so, Don Darling, any comments or any observations?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about, before Alan and I to cover conflict resolution, we need alternatives to war to resolve conflicts. Right now, war is the conflict resolution way that this country operates. and we're still in a conflict with an imaginary opponent, I guess, with the Cold War, with the weapons of the Cold War, to carry on. We're still manufacturing those things at great profit to the manufacturers.
Well, I mean that's what our economy's gone other than that, and then even most of the profits from it don't even go to the American people. They're even outsourcing now, what, half of the defense contracting?
Well, that's what Eisenhower warned us against, and people keep referring to the military-industrial complex.
Farewell address.
And if people would just listen to that, and also Martin Luther King, a lot of effort has been put into dumbing down Martin Luther King's message to say that he just wanted us all to, you know, hug one another and be friendly. Martin Luther King's last major address said the same thing Eisenhower's did, his Riverside Baptist Church.
It was anti-war, and that's why the government killed him.
Yeah, he spoke directly to it. He said, you know, that it's kind of like all the guns and butter rhetoric back in the late 60s.
Well, here's an example. Whenever I go down to UT Psychology Department or Engineering, getting a tour or whatever, I got friends down there, they'll have on the door of each laboratory, you know, where it's professors, not even classes. And that's, most of it's just professors working for the government. They're not even teaching students, young people. And in the psychology department, it was DARPA, 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 Defense Department, just for psychology. And I said to the guy who works up there, he said, oh, yeah, most of it is government, and most of that is Defense Department. And right there is they control everything that's being said and done because they control all the research.
Well, that's like USAID. Going to countries and saying, here, we'd like to borrow this money. And then once they borrow it, then they tell them who they can loan it to. Well, you can't loan it to these people.
Well, they say you've got to hire Halliburton to run your water system, and then they rip everybody off.
And so that's how they control the politics, by controlling the money.
And they take aid money and give it to themselves. This foreign aid, most of it's going right back to select globalist corporations.
Well, yes, if they have to buy the products, and have to buy them from American manufacturers, or at least those who they're directed to buy it from. And that was true of Iraq as the best example. You know, you can't, they're getting people from Sri Lanka to come and work in Iraq. It's, you know, they have the 22 million Iraqis. They don't need people from Sri Lanka, you know, but they can abuse them even more. I mean, it's just like here, the Bracero program, and they're trying to reintroduce that. You know, on the one hand, they're saying, we want to close the borders. We want to build these iron fences. On the other hand, they say, no, we want to bring in immigrant labor.
Yeah, really what they're going to do is legalize it then just basically control it. It's a total legalization. That's what's happening. In fact, I talked to police that have been told this, and I've read the federal documents. You're absolutely right. And then some conservatives go, oh, yeah, let's get this guest worker program. No, just basically, yeah, what do they call the little slave plantations down in Mexico?
Oh, the Maquiladora plant.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you get people in there working for a couple $100 a month and living in hovels.
And they were living better down in the interior when they were corn farmers.
Yeah, they come to the border. They call them Maquiladora's Mountains of Gold because they think they're going to come to the border and get a great job. But there are 10 people for every available job. And so they have to, you know, accept whatever wages they can get. I talked to one woman whose husband was making more money than she was, and he was one of those guys that'll wash your window at an intersection, whether you like it or not. And he was making more money than she was working in an electronics plant.
Meanwhile, it displaces American workers. By the way, under the, quote, UN biosphere down in Costa Maya, 10 years ago, they pushed everybody off their land. I mean, they forcibly take their land, and then they force them up to Mexico City as a staging point. Now 30 million people. There's a reason it's 30 million from 15 million 12 years ago, because they're forcing them all up here, and it is diabolical. Now, before we go to some calls, I want to bring up torture. But even before we do that, there's so much I want to bring up, and we're running out of time here in the next 22 minutes. Alan, you've been all over the world. Tell us some of the horrors, and the photographs are on your website, but tell us some of the horrors that you have personally witnessed with these families in different countries that you photographed.
Well, most of the horrors that I've seen were either imposed neglect, so that people don't have food, they don't have medicine, they can't have access to medical care, and this is all created on purpose. We see that the United States knew exactly what would happen when they bombed the sewage treatment plants and water treatment plants of Iraq. They knew, they projected 170,000 deaths in the first
year. And those
year.
Are not military targets. In fact, under international treaties, that's illegal.
No, it was totally illegal. And it was all known. And then the sanctions were designed so that the harm couldn't be alleviated.
It's genocide.
It is. And then in Vietnam, well, where to start? I mean, it was your... Anything from mindlessly shooting someone's water buffalo, which is the center of their personal economy, and dropping all the Agent Orange on them. And that's the other good example of dropping Agent Orange on the Vietnamese, but you're dropping it on your own soldiers.
Just massive like, birth effect, just like DU.
Just like DU. And then in the same, they denied compensation to U.S. soldiers that were hurt by Agent Orange. They're denying compensation to psychological effects now.
You've been unembedded over in Iraq. I mean, not just talking to the Iraqis. When you talk to the troops, you go, hey, DU's deadly. Do you know about that? I mean, have you talked to them?
Well, I talked to the Marines in Haiti, and the sad thing is these guys, just like in Vietnam, they don't know why they're there. They don't know what they're doing.
Blue collar, mainly.
Yes, the guy from Dallas I talked to, he was at the main prison in Port-au-Prince, and they're running it just like Abu Ghraib. They're arresting people. They won't give their names out. You go to the prison, they won't say who's there. You know, they claim that it's a Haitian prison. You go inside, and there's a Marine with his shirt off sitting at the desk, calling the shots, running the prison, and the Haitian military are just there to take orders.
And that guy's going to come back here and be a cop.
And probably, and... They,
we're in deep trouble.
Yeah, and they...
It's coming home, believe me.
Well, that attitude...
What about it coming home? Because I'm sure you've heard, you guys are tuned in, mainstream news articles about camps, Senate chairman saying we need to start arresting fifth columnists who are against the war. They're really all, these peace people are really all Al-Qaeda. Bush saying he's above the law, we can torture children. I mean, I'm sure you've been hearing all this. What's your take on it? I mean, it's like a Twilight Zone episode.
Well, power... The people who want power, they just want it for its own ends. They have no reason. There's no good that they want to create. There's nothing they want to do. They just want to. The ultimate power is the ability to kill people and have no retribution.
That's what O'Brien told Winston in 1984. He said, why are you torturing me? He goes, because this is what we do, buddy. This is why we're in control, because we like it.
Yeah, I remember, you know, we're creating jobs. And the jobs we're creating are harmful. We could use the same money, same people. We could be building roads and schools and delivering health care.
But instead they're selling our roads off to foreign corporations. It makes the UAE deal look tame. Don, darling, I want to get your take here. Specifically about torture. I mean, you know, as a naval commander of a ship, submarine, a rescue craft, working in nuclear subs, being a patriot, doing all this. I mean, sometimes now I'm like, am I reading what I'm reading? Am I believing what I'm seeing? When Alberto Gonzalez says in front of the Senate, I don't apologize for terror, for torture, and we're above the law, the president is the law. If we say it isn't torture, then it isn't torture. I mean, it's getting crazier and crazier and crazier, and it seems like on purpose they're trying to change our moral compass and tell us that open, deep, dark stuff that Joseph Mengele did secretly in underground laboratories, we just announce from the rooftops and say it's mom and apple pie and torturing small children. Mom, apple pie, torturing small children. They all go together. They're all good.
Well, about torture, I'm very much against torturing of people. I don't think it gets the results that they say it gets. And having made 13 special operations in submarines, I stood a chance of becoming a prisoner of war and being tortured. And I really resent it when now that we are torturing people in Iraq and wherever we are, it just turns me.
Because the real information was there. I mean, people were warning about the attacks on the Twin Towers. People. You know, the guys that flew the planes, some of them were trained in military bases.
Oh, accidentally, the dean of the Defense Language School went public and said the government did it. Then I called him and I said, what do you mean? His wife's like, get off the phone. You've been told not to talk. Now he told the San Jose Mercury News the government, quote, did it. He didn't say we were forced to train them. Why are the – oh, yeah, that was 4 years ago. Never heard about it again. Why are we hearing, oh, they were trained at the Pensacola Naval Air Station. They were trained at the Defense Language School. Oh, I've interviewed the heads of the embassies who were told, let them back in. They're part of a secret government program, Alan. It isn't just they were accidentally trained at U.S. bases. We now know they thought they were taking part in drills, and even one of the supposed stewardess phone calls, if you believe cell phones work at that height, said, I can't breathe, something's in the cabin. What I got from the Pentagon before the drills came out, before any of this happened, from one of my sources, is they put those guys on as part of a drill, nerve gas was released, then someone remote controlled them into the towers. Now, then you look at all the evidence. Then the drills came out. The exact same drills that day and the exact same thing happening. Sorry to digress.
But the point of all that to me is the reason for trying to get Google to hand over everybody's web searches.
Hidden for porn.
This is beside the point. This is another example of wanting total control simply because they want total control.
And setting the precedent.
Because the real information, the stuff that would stop terrorists, you don't get it that way. And as a matter of fact, as you point out, the all of the markers that would have led any really good investigator to stop some of these actions, they were all there.
Well, it's like Able Danger. Bush signed an order ordering the FBI and Defense Intel not to stop the, quote, hijackers.
And so you have to think, it's just like the torture thing. I mean, it's just simply desiring the ability to create more terror.
They're terrorizing the public. That's the schizophrenia or the dual personality. Saddam's bad. We claim he tortures, but then we're going to go set up actual rape rooms, and it's okay.
Well, in Iraq, of course, the United States have sold him all of the nerve gas, the anthrax, the botulism, and not only that, we supplied him with 60 intelligence officers and the aerial satellite information
to nerve gas.
So he knew exactly where to use it. And when he did use it, that was everyone celebrated. And so now they come back years later and say, oh,
we've never been at war with East Asia. Tomorrow we've always been at war with East Asia. Don, darling, Alan's making incredibly important points here. The question is, can the general public, some of them out there, interface with this? Because we're told patriotism is mindlessly just sticking a yellow ribbon on your car, not caring if the troops' kids are deformed, not caring if the troops are bleeding to death, not caring if their body armor is deficient, not caring if they're getting charged for their own meals in the hospital with their quad amputees, paying for their own meals, paying for their own flights back, paying for their own nurse to clean their poop bag. All of this is going on before they even get back here. The troops have never been cut loose like this before. That's patriotism. Just treating them like absolute trash is patriotism.
And it's nothing new. That's been going on in the military for centuries, millennia probably. One thing I wonder about, we bring up all these points of what's going on that's wrong.
Solutions.
And what are the solutions here? I think that most people who are bringing up all the points about what's wrong are on the right track. But what are we suggesting to the people who are listening to us now? Are we suggesting that you write letters to your congressmen and your senators who are probably, many of them, in on the things we're talking about?
Yeah, they put it in the circular file.
Well, what's our options? I want to know. What can we do? Is there enough representative democracy left that we can affect change through the democratic process in our government?
Well, I think we are. I mean, if we weren't exposing all this, if you and Alan weren't doing what you're doing, it'd be much worse right now. Do you have any doubt, gentlemen?
Oh, yes, I agree with you.
I mean, I really think sunlight is the best disinfectant, but we've got to be ready for the government to carry out a big terror attack and bring in martial law. I mean, even Bob Woodward told the San Antonio Express News that last week. He said, one more big attack, and we're going to have a dictatorship.
So people really have to get on the grassroots level. When I go out and photograph all over the world, I go usually because I've been asked by a group, a peace group, an organization, and I go to photograph those people who are doing something to alleviate the problem that I'm photographing.
We got Dar Jamal coming on tomorrow, so we need those communities.
Yeah, we need communities. We need people really on the grassroots level, because either we are the government or we're not. I mean, you can't just vote every year or 2 years or 4 years. You have to be in on who gets to be the candidate. And sometimes you have to be the candidate. I think a very good model for this kind of thing is something called the Industrial Areas Foundation. And here in Texas, it's run by Ernie Cortez. And the model is you go into, and this is basically a church-based operation. You go into a church because a church is an organization, and it's a geographical organization. And you say, what are the problems that you have in your own geographical area? Is it sewage? Is it lack of schools? Is it lack of libraries? Is it lack of getting? A lot of times, is your area redlined against getting money to rehab your house and things like that? Whatever it is, let's organize.
And then what is it? What happens
around that issue? And then they get people to organize and do something and win. And then after you...
Well, that's the thing. They tell us we can't fight City Hall. We can fight City Hall.
We can fight City Hall. In San Antonio, the banks wouldn't lend in the West San Antonio where it's poor. So they organized everybody in the parish to come in with bags of pennies and have them all changed into dollars and then get right around and go in with their dollars and have them change them into pennies until it drove the banks crazy and said, well, what do you want? Well, we want you to loan us money.
So really, we got a population sitting around saying we can't affect change. It isn't true. You haven't tried yet.
Yes. And so what he shows is you can pick an issue and you can win.
That's what I've said. I've told listeners, I try to do a shotgun approach to inform the people. Then everybody needs to pick an issue or two and focus on that. That's most effective. Final segment, take a few calls from Dale and Chris and others on the other side. Got to have you gentlemen back in. And we got links on InfoWars.com to both these gentlemen's websites. Check them out. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Broadcast and what we're doing, go to InfoWars.com, visit the video and bookstore. I've added so many new books and videos, including Neocon and Neocon Again, Jim Tucker's new big Bilderberg Group Diary, I've got two new films out, so much there at InfoWars.com, or call toll-free. They can answer all your questions and take your order at 1-888-253-3139, or get a 15-cent-a-day membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. We have monthly and yearly subscriptions, these video interviews we do in studio, all 14 of my films, Paul Watson's book, my book, a bunch of other films like Loose Change 2, which we also offer on DVD, but you can watch it right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's a great activist center. Go there and download all my films, put them on disc, give them to people. Very, very effective. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, if you'd like to hear this type of broadcast. Now, only have time to take two calls quickly, but before we do that, Alan, please again plug your website.
DocumentaryPhotographs.com.
DocumentaryPhotographs.com, and you can check out what you guys are up to also at veteransforpeace.org. We'll have some time for some final comments here in a moment. Dale in New Hampshire, quickly, thanks for holding. Dale, you still there? He's gone. Let's move on. Chris in Kentucky, you're on the air. Go ahead, Chris.
Hello, Alex. Thank you very much. This is a very good mindset. We have to get out here and get active now, because I have people from the Iraqi community that I talk to know about how Saddam got into power by our government. They are waking up. And I've talked to people in the high school I work at trying about the recruiter situation. He went to your website and is now waking up. So there are people out there waking up.
They're moving the recruiters in to have 4 or 5 year relationships with the kids, full time brainwashing them.
Absolutely. And I told this student this, and I said, you better go to InfoWars.com. And he came back and said, you know what, you're right, and I'm not going to go into the military. And he's now he's
the problem is now they're just going to get all the Latin Americans and use them. What, 20-some percent of the troops on the ground in Iraq are foreigners. You want to comment on that, gentlemen?
Oh, yes. They're heavily recruiting in Hispanic areas. Just the other day, the Department of Defense was over at Houston-Tillotson recruiting. They're targeting minority groups. I mean, it's just like Michael Moore's film. You know, they're going to go to the malls where the poor kids are. They're not going to go to the rich kids' malls.
Yeah, it's literally a foreign mercenary army.
Recruiting from other countries. Oh yeah, from the Pacific.
Former death squads. Darling, you want to comment on that?
Yes. Economic conscription. I've looked at my life and 60 years ago when I enlisted in the Navy, it was economic conscription. All the jobs were, there were not many jobs for young people coming out of high school. Not that I came out of high school. I dropped out, but I made that up later.
And became a commander of a ship. Do you think they're going to go back to the old press gangs, the old conscription?
I wouldn't be surprised. I have a grandson who's been to Kosovo, and he's been to Iraq, was extended in Iraq, and he's concerned about it being recalled.
Yeah, involuntary re-upping, where you've been three tours. They didn't even do that in Nam, three tours.
Oh, no. And right now they're dropping the intelligence quotient ceiling. They're you know, you can be fatter, you can be slower, you can be
dumber.
Dumber. Oh, when I was in basic training, it was so sad. They let in like 200,000, you know, really low IQ guys, and they were the butt of every joke. They were molested. They were made fun of. It was pitiful.
All right, gentlemen, I want to thank you both for coming in studio today. And thank you both for joining us, Alan Pogue, a combat journalist, documentary photographer, and, of course, Mr. Darling, Don Darling, Navy veteran, worked in nuclear submarines, and, of course, commanded a Navy rescue ship, Navy diver, here exposing the whole globalist scam. Thank you, Don.
You're very welcome.
Can I have you guys back in 3 or 4 months again to talk more about solutions?
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
I would, too, yes.
Yeah, I'll get a whole raft of them.
Alan, where are you going next?
Well, I might go to Colombia next. Also, of course, I'd love to go to Venezuela and Bolivia, but I think the most real thing for me right now is Colombia.
All right, we're out of time. Thank you for joining us, gentlemen. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today, or call toll-free 877-300-7645.